Stop shouting. Stop shouting, my friends. That's why networking and marketing feels icky to you. Networking and marketing are huge topics, and they are essential topics. They're really important topics to so many things career related. Certainly, obviously, if you want to land your hell yes job, you're going to need to network, you're going to need to market yourself. Even if, though, you wanted an internal promotion or you're wanting to upgrade your career in some other way, work less or just connect more to your purpose and be more successful, networking and more generally marketing is going to be important to you. Inspiring others is going to be important to you. So I'm going to talk about what not to do. And more importantly, I'm going to talk about what to do. What are the three core principles of amazing, effective marketing, especially as it applies to upgrading your career. Stay tuned. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello there, People Stack family. 2023 is officially underway. Happy New Year once again, and let's talk about marketing, shall we? I'm going to dive right in here because there is a curious, interesting tactic that Rob and I have noticed some people using when they're on the job market. So we noticed some friends doing this. We've noticed certainly other people doing it on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and on Twitter, and on other platforms. These are people who are on the job market who are looking for a job. And maybe you've noticed this too. Maybe you're even doing this. We're actually not sure where it came from, and I can only guess where it might be coming from, but it's definitely not just one or two people. We've been seeing lots of people do this lately. And what I'm talking about is people will post these billboard style posts on LinkedIn, Facebook, other places where they're basically saying, hey, I'm looking for a job. And then billboard style, like splashing in front of everybody, they will say, here's all my qualifications. Like, here's all the letters after my name. Here's all my wins. Here's what my interests are. And then, you know, maybe some kind of call to action. If you want to hire me, contact me. Or, you know, or I'm looking for this kind of position. Let me know who you know. And I'm just going to come right out and say it. That's not effective. And it's not. And here's what I mean. It's not ultimately effective. It's not ultimately useful. It might work. Here's the thing. It actually might work. It might actually get those people a job. What job, though? Their hell yes job? Most likely not. So that's what I'm saying. Stop shouting. And you know, there's other forms of marketing that equate to shouting. It equates to shouting in the middle of a town square. Hey there, everyone. Buy my wares, buy my scarves. I'm looking for a job. Notice me, notice me, notice me. And you're just kind of like shouting out into what? Into the ether in the middle of a town square. Maybe it's the middle of Times Square. And maybe people are listening to you, but maybe they're not. Are they your ideal audience? Maybe some of them might be, but chances are they're probably not. So it's not ultimately effective because it's not going to, it's not aligned, it's not purposeful, it's not connected to a purpose. It is not intentional. It is not the act of someone who is being intentional, truly intentional, about what's next in their career. It's the act of someone who's being reactional as opposed to being is pro-actional a word? I don't know. Let's look that one up. It's the act of someone who's being reactive versus proactive. When you're reactive, it's just like, oh my God, I need a job. Anybody who can help. Come on. Here's my letters after the name. And here's what I've done. And I've done this and this and this and all these check boxes. Please just give me a job. That's how that comes off. It comes off also, I'm gonna say it, it comes off as desperate. Again, this is not inspired intelligent action. These are not the actions of someone who intentionally, purposefully sat down and said, what do I want in my career? What are the outcomes? What is the experience I want to have? I'm out there to create it. In who and how do I communicate that intentionally? Aligned with my purpose. And so before I get to what to do instead, I want to highlight that I understand why some people might be doing these billboard style posts. Hey, I'm looking for a job, help me out. I understand where it's coming from. It's coming from a, let me take some action as opposed to no action. It's coming from a place, this is easy, this is comfortable, I can just post it on social media and then not actually have to talk to any humans, not yet anyway. It's comfortable, it's available, it's easy. And it's also peeling the layers back a little bit more. Like people might look at marketing and say, oh, that's what marketing is. Just shouting in the middle of the Times Square and saying, hey, look at me. Notice me, click this button. That's what some marketing does. Some marketing does do that. It's bad marketing. The marketing that feels like that to you. There's two reasons why marketing might feel like that to you. Icky. Grimy, grappy, graspy. What's the word that I used before that I've now completely forgotten? It's like when you're dating, desperate. Marketing is a lot like dating, by the way, folks. If you come off as desperate, you're not gonna build the foundations for a solid relationship. So there's one of two reasons why marketing may feel icky or desperate or like overly, okay, you're like really in my face here. One reason is that the marketing is just bad. Bad marketing, ineffective marketing. The other reason is that it's not for you. So you're not actually the intended audience. And that happens all the time. Algorithms do a great job. Facebook ad algorithms, Twitter ad algorithms. But actually, no, I haven't played it. Why did I even say Twitter? Twitter. No, I'm off Twitter. Anyway, that's probably the recency effect. I was just mentioning Twitter before. But I actually know nothing about the Twitter ad algorithms now. Last I played with them, they sucked. But Facebook ad algorithms, which are also Instagram ad algorithms, and then like Google ad algorithms and YouTube ad algorithms. These are the ones that I'm familiar with, so it's what I can speak to personally. They work really well when you dial them in, and even when they work really well. In other words, they work really well at bringing ideal clients closer to you in some way. You're attracted to one another, right? But even when they're really dialed in, they still miss every once in a while. You know, I see YouTube ads that think I'm a 40-year-old man who's divorced. Not sure where that one came from. I really don't. That is like the opposite of the truth. I am a happily married 40-something woman, so I don't know. Anyway, so marketing might feel icky to you either because it's bad marketing or it's not meant for you. And so if that's the bulk of the marketing that you're seeing and being exposed to, because you're not interacting with ads at all, and when you're not interacting with ads at all, then they're just guessing, right? What's actually the best way to get the best ads? Interact with the ads. Watch the ads, click on the ads. Wow, this is spot on. I'm gonna click on it, and then you're gonna get more like that, by the way. The ads I see are usually 100% spot on. Like, this is how good marketing works. And so if that's your experience of it, well, I guess I just have to jump on that bad bandwagon into what everybody else is doing, into that icky, slimy, jump into the, you know, in the middle of the proverbial social Times Square, local square, and just say, hey, I'm looking, here's what I want. And okay, fine, I can play that game, especially because, truth be told, you might be a little bit desperate. Because you may have been looking for a while and you don't know what else to do, and you see other people doing it, and oh, that's an easy thing to do. I can post about who I am. I could post my resume online. I've seen people do that too. This is another version of that. Hey friends, hey colleagues, I'm looking for a job as an X. Here's my resume, let me know who you know who's hiring. Anybody hiring for this job? Ultimately, here's why this doesn't work. Because there are three core principles to marketing. This isn't gonna be like a whole marketing 101. We give that to our clients. But I do wanna talk like high level about the core principles around marketing. Because I don't want to see these kinds of posts anymore, guys. Like, guys, gals, everyone. Like, this doesn't work. You're not going to land your hell yes job this way. So this is my honest attempt to give out some free information about what true, great, amazing marketing actually looks like. So the three principles that are particularly appropriate when you're applying marketing, and networking is a form of marketing, to your career. The three principles are targeting, nuance, and subtlety. Targeting, nuance, and subtlety. So you can see immediately how this whole shout at the in the middle of the town square approach, that is posting this billboard on social media, immediately violates all three of them. Is there any targeting, specific, special, aligned targeting that's happening there beyond, oh, these are my friends, these are the people who follow me? No, there's not. So targeting, and then also nuance. Great marketing is nuanced. There's a paradox to it. That made me think for a second. Oh, wow. Yeah, that just shifted one of my beliefs about something. I didn't think that. There's something that's surprising to you at the most basic level. And it's subtle. There is a subtlety to great marketing and great networking. There's a targeting to it, there's an intentional targeting, there's a nuance, and there's a subtlety. You're targeting the people, the best people, your audience, your people, the people who you want to attract and no one else. You're actually repelling everyone else. Number two, there's a nuance to it. You're surprising them in some way. You may actually even say, you know what, guys? I'm not looking for any engineering jobs. I'm not looking for any IC jobs. I've done that for 20 years already. Please don't send me any, you know, any Java developer positions. If I see another Java developer position, I'm going to scream. That's actually good marketing when it comes to like communicating with people that like what it is you're looking for. Versus people will be like, I just want any job. Any job will do right now. And then that actually relates to number three, which is the subtlety. There's a subtlety, there's a quiet confidence that comes from good marketing. To give you an example, I apologize, I don't remember the actor or the actual brand, but it was a brand for guys' shirts. Maybe this is why YouTube thinks I'm a 40-year-old man, because I click on these. But I'm the one who makes these purchasing decisions in our household, by the way. It's like, hey, hon, buy these shirts. You're going to look really good in them. And it's can't remember the actor from it. I feel like he was in one of the Avengers movies. I don't know. So good-looking actor, good-looking guy. He's on camera, and he's wearing this really nice-looking shirt. Right, and he looks great in it. He's like, hey guys, I'm here to talk to you about XYZ shirts. And they are, oh my God, have you guys felt, seriously? They're so soft. Oh. You guys may have seen that commercial, right? And there's this quiet, in this way, this subtlety and the nuance comes in the humor, right? It's like, I don't actually have to tell you to buy the shirt. It's just like, oh my God. Seriously, have you guys felt this? Right? It's like, there's this quiet confidence behind it where it's like, wow, this shirt is damn comfortable, right? It's not, hey, you need to buy this shirt because it's the best one ever for everyone. It's like, nope. If you're a guy like me who looks like me, you don't want a crappy shirt. You want a nice shirt. Right? If you want to look sexy to your wife, don't buy one of these, buy one of these. So those are the principles that the idea of targeting, the idea of subtlety, and the idea of nuance that actually a lot of marketing efforts and a lot of your networking efforts are violating, and that's why they're not working. Again, I want to apply this to dating, because it's one of the best models that we already have, that we can be like, oh, I see how this works. I see how this works. So dating, let's say you're dating. I know it's been a number of years that some of you have dated, but let's just put yourself there in a fun way, right? Remember, the memories of the dating years, right? And for some of you, you are currently dating. What is the best way to attract your hell yes lover to you, your hell yes partner? It's not to be like, hey, come here, I love you, come on, I want to give you a hug, let's do it already. And it's not to do that in front of like everyone, right? It's like, okay, clearly that person's not picky at all. That's not my ideal mate. Right? Because if you're not being picky, this applies on the job market, it applies when you're influencing on anything. If you're not being at least a little bit picky, what's the other person thinking? Do I actually want to deal with this person? They seem desperate. Or at the best, they seem just a bit unintentional here. They lack purpose. No, so what's the best, so that's not what we want. What do we want? We want, like on the dating scene, ooh, I'm drawn to you. Because where does desire come from? Where does desire come from? It comes from wanting something that you don't have yet. That's where desire comes from. I want this thing. I don't have it yet, but I really want it. And in order for that desire to kindle, to spark, to really, to feel good, you it can't, that thing that you want, whether it's a person or something else, if you're just immediately given it, then the desire goes away. Didn't mean for this to turn into a into a subtleties on dating podcast, but there you go. It absolutely applies to marketing yourself, selling yourself, evangelizing your excellence. Here you go. I'll give you everything you want. Everything that you want, I'll give it to you. Whatever you want. Okay, yeah, cool. Oh, 100 a year? Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we can work with that. I don't need to negotiate. No. What works here the best for both parties is for both parties to have a desire and for both parties to be drawn to one another in a perfectly aligned way. Not in a forced way, not in a grabby way, not in a I'll settle for anything way, but in a this could be interesting. Tell me more. Yeah, I'm intrigued. Tell me even more. Oh, yeah. I like that. Wow, I'm really liking that. Let's go another step. What I just described could either be dating or the job interview process. Or really, again, any negotiating, influencing process with two people. That's how both people are gonna be allowed to shine, to own their personal sovereignty. That it's like, I'm gonna move a step, and then you're gonna move a step, and then you're gonna move a step, and then they're gonna move a step. And then you're both gonna move steps toward one another because you're attracted to one another. Either because it's romantic or sexual, or like a loving romantic partnership, or because I have this job and this person could be the perfect fit. And wow, I want a job and this could be the perfect fit. I want to mention one more time. I mentioned it in the beginning, but it bears repeating, that the other thing that this does, this more nuanced, subtle, quiet confidence, purposeful, intentional approach to marketing, to building your career, it doesn't just get you the outcome, it gets you the correct outcome. It gets you your hell yes job at your hell yes salary, your hell yes promotion, with your hell yes hours, with your hell yes team, with your hell yes culture. It gets you the correct, most aligned outcomes. The other approach, it can get you the outcome, but it may not necessarily be the correct one. So in other words, this is where it gets tricky. The icky form of marketing actually might work in the sense of you might land a job from doing that. But ask yourself, who are you attracting by using that overly desperate, not subtle at all form of marketing yourself? Who are you attracting? Other people who are also desperate, reactionary, not aligned, not purposeful. In other words, not a fit. This is where it gets tricky. This is where it gets dangerous even. Oh, I'm doing this. I got a job. I won. I was successful, but successful at what? At landing what job? Your hell yes job? Mm-hmm. I was successful. Look, we're dating now. I scored. But successful at what? What's the relationship look like? Is this person the love of your life, or is it just another fling? So it's really important to be intentional here. It's really important to start with, before you start posting anything on social media, before you start reaching out to anyone, before you start networking, when our clients start working with us, like a lot of them are like, okay, I want to start marketing. Who do I reach out to? Right? We're like, hold on there, horsey. Just tap the brakes just a little bit. Just tap the brakes. We're going to get there. But first, step one, And this is step one for everyone, even if you're not our client yet. What do I want? What is my ideal job? My ideal career? What is my hell yes job, hell yes salary, hell yes culture, hell yes boss, hell yes company to work for, hell yes position? What is it? What do I want? And then from there, you dial in the marketing. And the marketing attracts, it only attracts the people who are going to help you get, land that hell yes job or that hell yes promotion or whatever it is that you're wanting to influence somebody in. You don't have to, nobody else really matters in this case. You don't have to shout it out to everyone. I guess maybe another reason why people might do this is because, oh, we'll just turn the I have a job opening on its head, right? Because we see those all the time, right? We're hiring. We have a job opening. Please share this far and wide. Oh, well, they're doing that, so I could just do that too. I'm open for a job, right? But it's not the same thing. It's apples and oranges, my friends. I could do a whole other podcast on actually why posting, when you have a job opening, why posting that far and wide, and why actually, yeah, putting flyers in the middle of Times Square may actually be the best way to go for so many different reasons, including diversity, including wanting as wide of an applicant pool as possible so that you can then winnow it down to those best two or three or four. But in order to find those two or three or four diamonds in the rough, you may need to like spread really far and wide. It doesn't work the same way when you're looking for a job. You only need one job. Now, they only need one person for that job, but ideally, they want to interview many, 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 many people. It's also why it's not the same as any other kind of standard marketing either, right? Like marketing for a product or marketing for a service, like the kind of marketing that we do at the People Stack. It's not the same. So just realize the nuances of marketing itself. The meta nuance here. It's the nuance within the nuance of what marketing and self-promotion and ultimately any kind of influence means. Who am I influencing and why? And any kind of influencing is going to require going outside of your comfort zone. Because if it's something that you really want and you really desire, whether it's a loving, amazing, super duper steamy relationship with someone, or whether it's a juicy, awesome, fulfilling job, it's something that you desire and you're tapped into that desire for it. When you put yourself out there and say, hey, I could be a fit for this. Hey, this could really work out between the two of us. You're putting yourself out there. It's going to be a little bit scary. You're putting yourself outside of your comfort zone. Here's the last thing that I'll say. And this is related to the comfort zone piece of it. That there's this frame that people use when they're on the job market. We've seen lots of clients do this, and we've coached them to change their frame. And for a lot of people, just changing this one perspective is what made all the difference in terms of showing up even more powerfully, whether it's on the job market or with any kind of influencing. So a lot of people approach being on the job market as, oh my God, I hope they hire me. Like there's an element of I want this job. And like, I hope, I pray, like, please take me, right? Please accept me. Please love me. It's one of our core needs as humans to be accepted, to be loved. It's one of our core fears is that we're not loved. We're not accepted. So if you go at it from that place, it's from a place of fear, honestly. It's a disempowering fear, though. if you go at it from this place of, please give me a job, I hope you'll give me a job, then it's not going to work. You're not going to be able to tap into that nuance, that subtlety, that quiet confidence, and be able to say, you know what? All I need to do is contact these three people. Because that's all you may need to do, is contact three really important VIPs. And one of those is going to be the one who gets you the job, versus doing this safe, comfortable thing and shouting in the middle of the town square. So what I'm saying is, don't approach this from this place of disempowered fear of, please give me a job, I hope I'm worthy. What you want to do is do everything that is necessary so that you can shift it to a place of, I'm amazing. I have a lot of value to offer. I'm looking for the best fit for me. I'm looking for the best job. Do you have it? So it's the difference between, please give me a job, and is this job that's available actually a fit for me? It's that, that's part of that quiet confidence. I know I'm going to find my hell yes job. It's just a matter of time and action, inspired, intelligent action. I know I'm going to find it, and I'm not going to settle. So who do you know who would be a fit for the value that I can add and my mission? And you're not saying that to everybody. You're saying that to those VIPs, to those core connectors. And part of the thing that we work with our clients with, by the way, if you're wondering, well, how do I find them? We give them a system, we give them a strategy. And for those who want it, we even give them a spreadsheet for how to figure that out. The spreadsheet, not necessary though. I know some of you are in love with spreadsheets though. That's why we give you that option for our clients, but it's not necessary. But it's really just, who are the three or four or five people that I reach out to? Identifying them and then having the conversations. I'm gonna find this job. Oh, I see that you have a job opening. Let's chat about whether or not it's gonna be a fit for me. Let's chat about whether or not it's going to be a mutual fit. You're interviewing them as much as they're interviewing you. Interviews are not a test. Networking is not a test to see if you're worthy. You're already worthy. You're already loved. You're already badass. Start there and then say, all right, who's going to be the best fit for me? I get to decide. If anything, you're testing them, but not from a, like a mean, narcissistic, you're the puppet and I'm going to control your movements kind of a way. No, but for a lot of you, this is the exact coaching that you need, is the, you're loved, you're worthy, you're confident already. It's just clouded by all of your overthinking and some of your childhood programs that just need to get unplugged. And once you realize that you really are loved and you really are amazing and that you really are fan-fucking-tastically spectacular, then it's like, all right, is this going to be a fit for me or not? I have a few questions for you. So play the game at that level. It's going to be more fun. It's going to be more fulfilling. And it's going to be more, you're going to get more aligned wins as opposed to just winning for the sake of, yay, got a job. That's not what you want. You want your hell yes job. But more than that, you want to become the person who does that, who shows up that way. You want to become the person, become the badass tech leader. You want to live from that state of being every day. And that's what we help our clients do. That's what we help them to do. Ultimately, what we say to our clients all the time is, you know what? We don't actually care about your next job as much as we care about helping you, guiding you so that you can have the tools and the strategies and the systems in place to continually become even better versions of yourself so that you never have to worry about how do I land that next job ever again, so that you never have to worry about whether you're making enough, so you never have to worry about having to work 80 plus hours a week, how you get any of those aligned outcomes is by going on this journey of self-discovery. And to go on this journey of self-discovery, almost ironically, you need someone who's on the outside of you to ask you the questions, to put a mirror in front of you, because often you're not able to put that mirror in front of yourself, to ask you the questions, the introspective questions that either you're afraid to ask yourself, you just don't know to ask yourself. That's what we're constantly doing with our clients, is we're putting that mirror in front of them and saying, is that really true? Is that really what you want to do? Can I ask, and I'm asking because I know you're capable of a lot more than this, are you settling here? And so it's questions like that, and having a coach and having a system to build your career. That's why our clients are so successful. That's why our clients aren't the ones posting those billboard-like shout in the middle of town square kind of posts. They're out there quietly having the conversations with the few key VIPs to advance in their career one intentional, powerful, fun step at a time. So if this is what you want for your career, then now is the time to book a call with my team, thepeoplestack.com/book. thepeoplestack.com/book. It's free of charge. The catch is you really need to be ready for this amazing journey of transformation. If you're just looking for information, if you're just looking for quick tips, then we're not for you. Working with us as our clients, then it's not going to be a fit. Because we're not about information, ultimately. We're about empowering you to become the best version of yourself. Empowering you, shining a light, putting the mirror in front of you and shining that light on you and say, hey, look, you're an amazing transformational technical leader. You are. You already are. You're just not fully embracing that power yet. You haven't fully embraced your personal sovereignty yet because you have stuff to work through, beliefs to shift, an identity to condition. And you also need a system. You need a system too. You don't have one. So that's what we're here for. That's what we're all about. But at the end of the day, folks, marketing, all marketing is not icky. The icky marketing is the marketing that feels desperate. Are you desperate? I know you're not. So make sure that you're not coming off that way. Take care. Hugs and aloha, everyone. Cheers from Maui. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.